All right, welcome back to the Listener's Commentary on the New Testament. Every now and then on the Listener's Commentary, we like just to push pause on the usual material and give a little update where things are at, what things are in the works, and how you can pray and how you can get involved in helping out with the commentary project. So let me just give you a few little things that are going on. First off, just where we're at in the commentary itself. We're about two-thirds of the way through the Gospel of Matthew. And the reason I bring that up is because once Matthew is completed in the next couple of months, all that will remain for the commentary to be completely done with the New Testament will be the writings of John. So the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and the book of Revelation. So after Matthew, that's all that's left. Now, how long will that take? I don't have it totally mapped out exactly. The Gospel of John is big. The book of Revelation is big. So my gut tells me that it's probably going to be towards the end of 2025 when all of that is wrapped up. So we've got about maybe a year and a half or so left on production of the New Testament portion of the commentary. So what will I do after that? Well, obviously, I mentioned in a previous update, and I've had some email exchanges with people about this, there seems to be real interest in some Old Testament material, so I'll probably work on some of that. But immediately after completion of the New Testament, while I'm kind of organizing, thinking through, and working on the Old Testament, what I probably will do is I'm going to probably go back through the Study Hub and add more material, more articles, more pictures, more maps, because the Study Hub came along partway through the project. So I'll probably go back through and just really begin to, now that I have a little more space, beef up some of that. I might re-record some of the earlier books since I have more of a sense of what I'm up to. We'll see on that, but that's the plan. So we'll finish Matthew in the next couple of months. Then we'll jump into the Gospel of John from there and finish the New Testament likely in about a year and a half. So that's where we're going and where we're at on the commentary. Let me highlight a problem and two solutions that might be helpful to you. Here's the problem. Most people access the commentary on their podcast app. And the problem with that is that, say you want to study through the book of Galatians or the book of Ephesians, right? Well, then you got to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll for several years to find Ephesians. And then you find it and you listen to a couple and maybe, you know, you come back to it in a day or two. And now you got to scroll and scroll again because it didn't save your location. And that's really challenging. Now, it doesn't work that way on the website. On the website, it's organized by books. And so that can help solve it as well. And that's already there. But in order to make it a little more mobile friendly and a little more accessible, I am actually working on having a Listener's Commentary app built. I actually have a very generous supporter of the ministry who's an iOS app developer. That is for Apple products, right? So he's actually using his own skill and his own time pro bono, free of charge, to build an iOS app that we can kind of beta test, work out the bugs, figure out some of the functionality, and it will have all the episodes, or you can listen by book. So you just click the little thing, choose by book, and you can pick the book you want to do, and it'll save your location. You'll be able to share it with other people, and so it'll make it a little more mobile friendly. Rather than having to go through and scroll and scroll and scroll through your podcast player app, we'll have our own Listener's Commentary app. Once we get the bugs worked out on the iOS, and if it's all working well, people are liking it, people are downloading it and using it, if that's the case, then we're probably going to be on the hunt for an Android app developer to help build it out for Android. So if you know of, or if you are an Android app developer, and you love the Listener's Commentary, and you would be willing to do some work. Maybe you can't do it pro bono like this friend, but you could do it with a ministry heart, super discounted. Man, that would be awesome. And that would really help as well. So let me know. Reach out to me, john@johnwhitaker.net. Email me if that's you and you want to help out with that project as well. I just think it'll make the commentary so much more useful and so much more accessible, easier to use. One of the things I've noticed over the last handful of months is that the older episodes are not getting listened to as much. And my suspicion tells me, because of the feedback I've received, it's that frustration that's part of the problem. It's like I got tired of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, trying to find what I was looking for and then having to do it again. So the app is one solution to that problem. Another solution is that I've also noticed a lot of people actually prefer to listen on YouTube. Yes, YouTube is video-based, but a lot of people just listen there as well, hence the reason for things like YouTube Music and some of that. So I've slowly been converting the MP3 files over to the proper format for YouTube. Still only audio, not video, but just audio files. And the beauty is on YouTube, you can create playlists as well. So I think I have like 6 or 7 of the New Testament books now on the Listener's Commentary YouTube channel. And that's another great way to listen, where it's organized by book and you don't have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. So we'll have this app. You can also listen on YouTube. I don't have it all over there yet, but I'm slowly converting them and moving some of the files over to YouTube. So be watching for that. If you're one that prefers to listen on YouTube and that's your preferred platform for watching or listening things, then go over to the Listener's Commentary YouTube channel. We only have about 115 or so subscribers because it's brand new, pretty much. But you can find the Listener's Commentary YouTube channel. You can subscribe to it right there, and you can begin to listen on YouTube, and it's organized by Bible books there as well. So a couple solutions to that frustrating problem of podcast apps and having to scroll. Here's a couple other things that are I think will be really helpful as well. I've had a lot of pastors of various, whether they're preaching pastors, youth pastors, a lot of pastors tell me, man, they're always recommending the Listener's Commentary. They're sharing it with people in their church. They're recommending it to friends. They're recommending it to fellow pastors. So I put together a downloadable folder on the homepage of the Listener's Commentary website. So if you just go to listenerscommentary.com, you scroll down towards the bottom, you will see a little section that says recommend the Listener's Commentary. And at the bottom of that is a little folder. You can click and download this folder, and it has some graphics. It has some cut and paste wording to make it really easy for you to share the commentary. So for example, if you're a pastor or a ministry leader of some sort, and you want to put the Listener's Commentary as a recommended resource on your website, this is the easiest way to do it, right? You just download that folder. You'll find some graphics within there that you could just put a graphic right on your website that you think that'll work well for our website. You can take that cut and paste wording. You can put it on your website and then just tweak it just a little bit to make sure it fits your website, and it'll speed the process up, make it super easy for you. So you can do it that way. If you want to recommend it on your social media channels, again, you got an image you can use. You got some language that can kind of spark how you want to talk about that on there. So that would actually be hugely helpful. One of the hardest things about creating an online resource is having it be found and discovered. The internet is crowded, it's busy, it's noisy, there's a lot of things on there, and it's just hard for people to discover the commentary or other useful tools, right? And so you could help the commentary out tons by regularly recommending it and sharing it. Adding it to your website, sharing it on your social media channels, texting links to friends who you think might really benefit from it as well. And so put that together. Hope that helps you, recommend it. I would love to see just a number of churches that benefit from this, add it to their website, add it to their church app as a recommended resource for their small group leaders, their Sunday school teachers, and all of that. I think it would be hugely valuable for that. So that's right on the homepage, and just scroll down after you go to listenerscommentary.com. You'll find it down there. Download that folder, add it to your website or your ministry page or something like that. Another little exciting bit of news with regard to the commentary that, again, I think will help a lot of people access it easier and learn about the commentary is it is being added to Olive Tree Bible software. I don't know if you're familiar with Olive Tree. It's a great software platform. It's consistently in the top 10 of online Bible software platforms. They have a bunch of free resources on there, and then they have some you can pay for. Most people are familiar with like Logos Bible software. Olive Tree is sort of like that, but it's set up differently. With Logos, you have to pay up front to have their have access to their materials. With Olive Tree, you don't. You can download their app. You can access their website. They've got free resources. And then if you say, oh, I really want to use that book, bam, you click and you buy that specific book. And so you can kind of build your own little bit more customized library. And in that regard, I think it's more flexible and a little more useful than Logos. So Olive Tree Bible Software, recommend that to you. At this stage, what I understand from the people there at Olive Tree, they're adding, I had to send them all the MP3 files. And I'll have to keep sending them until I'm totally done with it, right? So sent them all the MP3 files. They're adding them in native into their own app and their own platform. And they're currently working out any bugs with that. And so it's going through quality assurance, getting checked out. And hopefully in the next little bit, you'll be able to access it for free right on the Olive Tree Bible software app or platform. So if you're one that regularly uses that material, you should be able to access it right there. I haven't seen what it'll look like on their platform yet, but I'm really excited about that. It's just another way to help people use it, but also learn about it and discover it. All right, that's just kind of the key things going on with the commentary right now. As always, it does help in some sort of mysterious internet sort of way. It helps people find and learn about the commentary when people regularly rate and review a show. And so if you're somebody who loves the listener's commentary and your podcast app, if you use it on Apple Podcasts or if your podcast app has a place where you can rate that podcast or you can leave a short little review of what you love about the listener's commentary, man, that would be super helpful as just another means to encourage the podcast player and the podcast apps to promote the listener's commentary so more people could find it. Rating and review it would be a great way to do that. So if you're of a mind to do that and your podcast app allows you, that would be great. All right, I think that's kind of all the news and notes about the commentary itself. Something on a personal note that I just thought I would let you all know is my wife and I are preparing to move. We have lived in the same house for 29 years. We raised our kids in this house. We've had tons of family holidays, and so it's kind of a bittersweet sort of thing. We're going to miss this home. We're going to, you know, grieve a little bit of a whole 29 years of life now, closing the book on that chapter of life. But we need more space. We have all these grandkids now, and we're kind of Grand Central Station for the whole family. And this house just isn't that big. And now that I'm working at home, it's just really challenging to record when grandkids are over and it's noisy. And so we just need more space for life, for grandkids, for me working at home and all of that. And so we're going to move. And hopefully there's not too much interruption in releasing of episodes on the commentary. There's probably going to be a couple months where we're in between houses, just the way things are going to play out. And so we don't know how everything's going to work out. So you can pray about that as well. And we'll figure out. We've had, obviously, our kids say you could stay with us. We've had friends say you could stay with us if you're in between houses. Church that I'm involved in has a little recording studio, so I'm hoping maybe I can use that. So we'll work out the logistics just a step at a time. We're just slowly moving forward, and we're in the early stages of the process. But just thought I would let you know on a personal note where we're at. Hopefully that does not interrupt releasing episodes on the commentary too much. All right. Thanks a ton again for being part of the Listener's Commentary family. There are so many of you who listen every single week, or you use it regularly to study and prepare for lessons or sermons or Bible studies. There are people who are, I know, regularly praying for the commentary. So many of you donate $5 here, $10 there, $50, $100. Some of you give one-off donations, some of you give annual donations. And for all your engagement, all your listening, all your sharing, all your recommending, I just want to say a heartfelt thank you. I praise God regularly for each and every one of you and for the work he's doing and the good fruit he's bearing through the commentary. So thanks a ton. May God bless you, and may God continue to pour out his favor on the listener's commentary so that it might bear good fruit for his name's sake. Take care.